Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. On the programme tonight, the Telangana Chief Minister, K. Chandrasekhar Rao, aspiring for a national role ahead of the 2024 election, has launched the Bharat Rashtra Samiti, BRS. That's a new version of his party. He launched it at the recommended auspicious time of 1:19 p.m. this afternoon. The Telangana Rashtra Samiti is now the BRS, is what Mr. Rao declared after a meeting of his party. The name change was conveyed to the Election Commission, which has rules for recognizing any party as being national. Now, the new party, to be deemed a national entity, must be recognized as a state party in at least four states or have won 6% of the votes in any four states and four Lok Sabha seats as well. For now, the TRS only has a strong presence in Telangana, but by going national, will it prove to be a serious challenger to the BJP? And if so, how soon?
The familiar politics of colour pink in Telangana, now official symbol of Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao's renewed political agenda. With the state's ruling party, Telangana Rashtriya Samiti, now renamed Bharat Rashtriya Samiti, KCR marking the road to his Mission 2024 to challenge BJP at the centre. Also present at the party's general body meeting, JDS's H.T. Kumaraswamy and DMK ally in Tamil Nadu, VCK party's Thiruma Vellavan. A journey that began in 2018 with his attempt to weave a federal front that kick-started meetings with several national leaders over the next 4 years. From West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee to Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal to Samajwadi Party's Akhilesh Yadav to NCP's Sharad Pawar, among others, many of whom have their own ambition for the political top job, to establish themselves as an alternate to Narendra Modi as Prime Minister. But now KCR says he isn't eager on regional alliances, instead offering the Telangana model of development and welfare as a national alternative.
The question of Prime Ministership doesn't arise now. The question of bringing an alternate development narrative to the country is paramount for him.
No joining hands with the Congress as a united opposition?
Well, all these matters will be discussed in due course.
The BJP and Congress aren't amused with this Delhi push.
Irodu Jatiya Partiga Tana Varasuni Mukhyamantri Cheyalani TRS lo unna 20 Asammatini Tagginchadam Kosam Jatiya Party Peruto అసమ్మతిని తగ్గించడం తెలంగాణ ప్రజలలో వస్తున్నటువంటి వ్యతిరేకత నుంచి దృష్టి మళ్లించేటటువంటి ఒక బహాన.
బట్ హి కుడ్ నాట్ సక్సీడ్ ఇన్ ద ఫెడరల్ సిస్టమ్ అగైనెస్ట్ నరేంద్ర మోడీ. హీ వాంట్ ఇస్ ద న్యూ డైరెక్షన్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ హూమ్ హీ వాంట్ టు బెనిఫిట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ క్లియర్లీ షోయింగ్ దట్ ఇట్ విల్ బెనిఫిట్ టు ది ఓన్లీ ఈ సేయింగ్ దట్ ఐ విల్ కౌంటర్ బీజేపీ. But he is indirectly helping for BJP.
Irrespective of the BRS making a splash in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections, it appears the next elections could be a fascinating one, with at least a tri-cornered contest between the BJP, the Congress and the BRS, besides other aspects including Arvind Kejriwal, Nitish Kumar and Mamata Banerjee. Outside the TRS Bhavan in Hyderabad, with Nagaraju, Sam Daniel,
find the TV. All right, so is this going to be a real national player, the new avatar of the TRS? Well, joining us now, Mr. M. Krishang, spokesperson of the TRS. We're also joined by Karuna Gopal, the BJP leader, K.C. Tyagi of the JDU, Mohan Kumar Mangalam of the Congress Party, and Pawan Kumar Varma. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Do we have Mr. Krishang with us as yet? Mr. Krishang, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, Vishnu.
Mr. Krishang, my first question to you, you know, your new party, to be deemed a national entity, must be recognized as a state party in at least four states. Or you need to win 6% of votes in any four states and four Lok Sabha seats. Won't it really be a long time before you get to being what you truly aspire, a national level party?
Not exactly, Vishnu. The agenda which is important than the status or the recognition. And if we are talking about the recognition and the status, yes, we have some experiment fields ahead of us. One can be the Karnataka polls also. That officially, Honorable Chief Minister KCRG will definitely speak further. But what right now we are focusing on is several national issues and the vacuum in national politics. This is not a race for the chair, but most importantly, the people's agenda, which both the current national parties, be it the Bharatiya Janata Party or even the Congress Party, have failed in taking up. Bharatiya Janata Party has been in a cocoon of issues with divisive politics from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, even to Telangana also. You see, they raking up. I mean, one movie becomes a political issue. One movie on Kashmir becomes a political issue. Hijab, halal, banning Urdu, this kind of politics. And you see Congress Party, unfortunately, we do not want to criticize Congress Party or any political party at this juncture, but 8 years is a long time, Vishnu, to choose a party president. So they are busy with that. What we want to take up with this platform is raise national issues. We have put up questions to Honorable Prime Minister Modi ji, and every time he comes to Telangana, he gives only political statements. You see, last 5 visits to Gujarat, 58,000 crores. But such statements we don't see to Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, or even Bihar, many states. So this time, these such issues have to be raised up. And the same Gujarat also, he hasn't delivered. 13 years as Chief Minister, 8 years as Prime Minister.
Krishang, I understand all of this. I understand your political line. I'm just trying to understand this from, a practical standpoint. For example, you say you're going to contest in several state elections, right? You're going to contest in the future in elections in Delhi. You want to contest in elections in Gujarat, Maharashtra and Karnataka as well. But these are states where there's a very strong presence of other parties. For example, in Delhi, the Aam Aadmi Party presently seems invincible. And I understand that you want to offer a forum which has a view which is different. But elections in this country are all about winning. How do you intend to do that?
See, I think, Delhi is far ahead. If you see Karnataka, a former chief minister has already come today, shared the platform
yes.
on our decision yes. today, and yes. he's ready to work with us. That itself is a very positive note. Yes, there could be seat sharing, there could be understanding. A consortium of like-minded is important, Vishnu, where we all understand that what we are fighting, whom we are fighting, and what is the ideology we should put ahead in front of the people. That is more important. When we have this policy making, seats, numbers, and all is
one second. I mean, just politically, Mr. Kumaraswamy was with you today, right?
Yes.
And so, therefore, you are saying that the presence of Mr. Kumaraswamy is something that can work towards an alliance eventually in Karnataka. Is that what you're suggesting?
See, it depends on first the elections, the polls, and we also have to choose. Because see, it's just not even 24 hours that we've announced to take this plunge into national politics. So the time frame for Karnataka polls, because we have to do work together. But most importantly, more than contesting, we would definitely work to ensure that the current government there in Karnataka has failed and they have to be replaced.
Okay.
So that campaign will be our priority.
Okay, we'll let me get. That. I'll come back to you. We've got plenty of time to discuss this. Karuna Gopal, BJP leader, do you see the TRS in this avatar with a new name as a serious threat?
Good evening, Vishnu Song. Absolutely not. Just by rechristening or changing the name, I don't think it will really have any kind of an impact, for the simple reason that since morning we've been discussing that they need to actually prove their mettle, that demonstrated performance in four states with 6% vote share at least. And that is definitely not anywhere in sight. So as of now, it looks like a pipe dream to me.
Okay.
A pipe dream that's very much unattainable as of now. Now, let me substantiate why I'm saying this. See, look at the governance. Look at the governance that they have given in the state of Telangana. Last 8 years, they've been ruling the state. But I'd like to give an analogy. You know, whenever KCR and KTR talk about the state, they say that it is a startup state. Now, let me ask you this question. If there is a startup and the startup doesn't make any profits, the startup doesn't give any value to shareholders, the startup has not kept the investors happy at all.
Which startup are you talking about, ma'am?
This startup is the Telangana state that KCR and KTR repeatedly
go and talk. No, but if you talk about startups, why don't we actually talk about startups which have come about in Telangana? Because there are any number of them.
I'm giving you an analogy because every time KCR KTR
ma'am,
say
respectfully, ma'am, that's rhetoric because it's interesting that you should use the word startup because Telangana and startups, and I'm talking not about politically, I'm talking about what companies in across the world and from India are doing in Telangana
as startups
is something which is very much a model that needs to be aspired for.
Mr. Shom, let me demystify this startup story.
Okay. In a urge of doing politics,
we have 90,000.
Let Karuna finish her point.
Please,
yeah.
Please let me. The reason I got this is when they say it is a startup, I'm just trying to tell you the governance that they have given to this state. First of all, the state is steeped in debts almost to the tune of 4 lakh crores. And today, as recently as today, now deny that, but I'll show you in the papers. NGT has slapped a fine of 4,000 crores on the state for not managing its waste. And look at NCRB reports.
Vishnu.
Increasing.
Vishnuji, I have to come in here.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
I cannot let the lies being peddled on national.
Let lies being peddled.
I'm stating, please Vishnu Soham, let me finish what I'm saying. Look at the NCRB data. Rapes on minors have increased. All their grandiose plans, like their huge, humongous projects like Kaleshwaram, Bhagiratha have failed to deliver anything.
So
that's why the farmers are
crime,
in distress.
Humongous
so this,
projects, and right? And agrarian distress is what you're talking about.
Yeah. And
all right.
How,
so ma'am, you've raised 3 points. It's only fair that the TRS, or should I say the BRS, can actually respond to this. Would you like to go ahead, Mr. Krishank?
Yeah. The NGT case which she has mentioned was a case filed in 1996 for which a judgment has come a couple of days back. So 1996 case, they want to blame the government of Telangana. They want to blame the government of BRS.
Don't you blame BJP? Don't you blame BJP for what the legacy problems caused by Congress?
No, but Karuna, ma'am, why don't you let him respond? Let him respond to your specific charges. Yes.
So and they're talking about, they're talking about the success of Telangana. If that is the case, my first question would be, Vishnu, after 13 years, Modi ji has been chief minister, 8 years as prime minister. Today we see power holiday in Gujarat. We see water crisis in Gujarat. If that is a success of Gujarat, of success of Modi ji, then immediately he should step down from national politics, go back to Gujarat and set his course.
No, but Mr. Krishank, answer the second allegation, crimes against children, right? And women.
And look at farmer suicides are the highest.
And farmer suicides. How do you respond to that?
2014, when the state was formed and TRS took leadership, Chief Minister KCRG, united Andhra Pradesh, the same state, we were number one. But the same center has recently announced in the parliament that the same Telangana is lowest, is number one in the reduction of suicides. Today, are we number one? From where have we? The numbers have totally reduced. This is definitely a performance. And if they're talking about deaths, number one, I want to make them clear that the actual figure is 3,12,000 crores. It's not 4 lakh or whatever numbers they say. And we are nowhere in the top 10 states. We are not there in the... She should stop interrupting. We are not there in the top 10 states. Who is number one? Uttar Pradesh. Who is number three? The Gujarat or Karnataka, Baswaraj, Bommai. or top 10, Madhya Pradesh, Shivraj Singh. We are not there in the top 10. This was said by the Reserve Bank of India. If you're really talking about debts. And
okay, so if you're talking,
talk about Government of India.
All right, okay, both of you, one second. Both of you, one second. You've had your shots at each other. I want to go across to Pawan Varma. Mr. Varma, from a political standpoint, I find it strange that the Bharat Rashtra Samiti doesn't want to engage other opposition leaders. They want to sort of talk to other opposition leaders, but unlike, say, 2018 when KCR was trying to form a federal front, this time around they don't want to do that. Is that wise ahead of the next elections?
Well, you know, Vishnu, Chandrasekhar ji has tried to make a beginning to force some kind of opposition unity. I believe it's important. These efforts are important. Even the Prime Minister says there should be a strong opposition in the country. He has met with political leaders and has stressed the point that if you wish to take on the BJP, there should be some form of opposition strategy. Now, having given him tribute for taking the initiative in this matter, I essentially am myself a little mystified, although I don't doubt his intent, how by declaring the TRS into a national party, he is going beyond merely a proclamation of intent.
Right.
What we need is a concrete plan. Not of arithmetical unity, but of organic unity of the opposition, which then nullifies unilateral attempts at this stage to forge an all-India opposition, but pools in resources by which regional strengths are coalesced.
Yes.
Juxtaposed to a national strategy.
Okay.
If you don't do this, for instance, I'll just end by giving this example. KCRG, in his wisdom, says that you must forge an opposition without the Congress. Now, I believe that is in some respect unrealistic. The idea is for the entire opposition to understand the magnitude of what they are facing and come together.
Okay.
Now, in the same vein, the Congress is opposing, the principal party opposing the BJP in Telangana. They did the same in West Bengal.
Right.
They are doing the same in Delhi. So therefore, the opposition, in my view, in spite of the best intent and the efforts of KCRG, is not yet willing to grapple with a concrete, workable, pan-Indian strategic...
Okay, all right.
Strategy.
I got that. I want to go across now to the Congress. Mr. Mangalam, if you can... You see, what they want to do is to present an alternative welfare, development and political agenda to people. And they're less keen about working very closely with a party like yours. Is that problematic for the Congress?
Vishnu, I don't think there could be any alliance of opposition parties without the Congress being at its fulcrum. Mr. KCR has blown hot and blown cold with Mr. Modi for a while now. This isn't new, and we've seen this movie before. In 2018, he went around trying to form a federal front. He met many other opposition leaders this time, and I believe was rebuked again. So he started off on this journey. It is puzzling why he's announcing a national party without any real serious thought put into what his ideology is going to be, whether it's going to be based on some sort of linguistic identity. It's confusing because just seeing the Telangana model, as many other people on your show have said so far, is just about, you know, the fastest route to taking a state towards bankruptcy. The state of Telangana has taken on enormous amounts of unsustainable debt, probably comparable only to Mr. Adani as a businessman, I would say. And their hallmark project, which is the lift irrigation project, has been riddled with issues from the very beginning. They've been slapped on their wrist by the Comptroller and Auditor General several times in their report. They have misrepresented loans as revenues. So I'm not really sure what Telangana model they're tooting right now. And I'm not even really sure that the people of Telangana will be buying into that model in the next assembly. I have a theory, and my theory is that this entire exercise is really about trying to frame Mr. KCR as an principal opposition to the BJP in Telangana, which is anyway a diminished force. And the real opposition to KCR in the state of Telangana is actually the Congress party. Okay. The BJP lost
That's an interesting speech.
So I think it's just a method that he's using to frame is the opposition in a manner where
that's a real China man on this program, you know, left arm leg spinner. Superb spin on that one. But be that as it may, Mr. KC Tyagi has been waiting very, very patiently. Mr. Tyagi, are you worried that, you know, what could happen with this party going national in the elections is that it splits the opposition vote and it ends up helping the BJP?
Vishnu ji, Bihar mein, jis din se hum NDA se bahar aaye hain, desh mein ek naya vatavaran bana hai. Sare desh ki political parties ne, jo non-BJP parties hain, including KCR ji and Mamta ji and Kejriwal ji also, above all Congress and the left parties, unhone Nitish Kumar ke is move ka swagat kiya hai.
Ji.
27 tarikh ko hum हिसार के पास फतियाबाद में थे शरद पवार जी सीपीएम आरजेडी फारूक अब्दुल्ला साहब और कई पार्टियां देश भर की वहां पर गई थी और नीतीश कुमार जी पहली बार वहां गए थे तो उनका बड़ा वेलकम वहां पर हुआ है. आज जो केसीआर जी ने किया है हम उसका स्वागत करते हैं और ऐसे किसी भी काम का स्वागत करते हैं जो 2024 में भारतीय जनता पार्टी का मुकाबला करने के लिए मजबूती प्रदान करे. दो तीन चीजें हम इसमें जरूर कहना चाहते हैं क्योंकि हम उस पॉलिटिक्स के लंबे समय से हिस्से रहे हैं और मेरे मित्र जो बैठे हैं उनसे भी हम कहना चाहते हैं कि इस समय थर्ड फ्रंट जैसी कोई चीज इतनी मजबूत बीजेपी के खिलाफ काम नहीं कर सकती है. हम थर्ड फ्रंट के संस्थापक हैं. वी आर द फादर फाउंडर ऑफ द थर्ड फ्रंट अंडर एस डी देवेगौड़ा जी इंद्र कुमार गुजराल जी. लेकिन वो एक्सपेरिमेंट फेल हो गया. हम कांग्रेस एक तरफ थी बीजेपी एक तरफ थी. 89 में हमने वो प्रयोग किया वो हमारा फेल हो गया. इसलिए मैं बहुत संजीदगी से आपसे कहना चाहता हूं विद अवर ऑल रेस्पेक्ट टू यू टू योर पार्टी एंड टू योर लीडर एंड टू योर एफर्ट आल्सो कांग्रेस पार्टी से अनट्रेसेबिलिटी के कहीं नहीं रखना चाहिए लेफ्ट से भी नहीं रखना चाहिए. हमने बिहार में जो अलायंस बनाया मैं अपने मित्र टीआरएस को कहना चाहता हूं उसमें हमारी जो ट्रेडिशनल विरोधी पार्टी थी कांग्रेस उसके साथ हमने मिलाया. हमारी जो मेन अपोजिशन पार्टी थी आरजेडी उससे मिलाया. सीपीआई सीपीएम इवन सीपीआईएमएल
राइट.
तो ये बीजेपी 30 साल पुरानी नहीं है. ये आज की बीजेपी है. इससे ज्यादा साधन किसी के पास नहीं है. इससे ज्यादा वर्कर किसी के पास नहीं है. इससे ज्यादा प्रोपेगेंडा मशीनरी किसी के पास नहीं है. इसलिए अब प्लीज थर्ड फ्रंट की बात छोड़ करके नॉन बीजेपी फ्रंट बनाइए और कांग्रेस पार्टी उसकी एक महत्वपूर्ण पार्टनर होगी. लेफ्ट उसका पार्टनर होगा. ममता जी होंगी आप होंगे नीतीश जी होंगे. और यही हिसार की रैली में नीतीश कुमार जी ने ओम प्रकाश चौटाला जी को जो इनेलो के लीडर है उनको कहा और अकाली दल जिसका बर्थ ही कांग्रेस के खिलाफ हुआ था
जी.
उनसे भी रिक्वेस्ट किया कि अब बीजेपी को अकेले हराने की स्थिति में कोई पार्टी नहीं है. लिहाजा थर्ड फ्रंट के बजाय मेन फ्रंट बनना चाहिए और केसीआर बीजेपी में भूमिका होगी इसमें दो राय नहीं है. लेकिन इसके इश्यूज भी फॉर्मुलेट हों. ये रीजनल नहीं होना चाहिए.
नहीं जरूर और इश्यूज जरूर फॉर्मुलेट होना चाहिए बट आई एम रनिंग आउट ऑफ टाइम. मिस्टर कृष्णा यू हैव द लास्ट वर्ड. For help to form a non-BJP front, otherwise the BJP is far too dominant against any single party. That seems perfect sense, what Mr. Tyagi is saying.
Well, Vishnuji, firstly, I'd thank Tyagiji for welcoming the move which KCRG has taken. What we are stressing upon is, right now we are not criticizing the Congress party. Because Bharatiya Janata Party is at the government today, so we would be criticizing their failure. The whole point is with Congress or without Congress is, you know, post-poll alliance, pre-poll alliance, these all come at a later part of discussion because you see the Congress party, they are at the urge, that insecurity immediately to criticize any regional party. If you remember, Vishnu, when they went to Karnataka, they called Honorable Devegowda ji the team B of Bharatiya Janata Party. But what happened later? Immediately when numbers were low, Rahul Gandhi ji apologized for that jibe on Devegowda ji, and then they joined hands. The same thing they do with West Bengal. They call Mamata Didi Team B. Wherever they go to these states, they call Team B. So stop this Team B efforts or calling regional parties as Bharatiya Janata Party. There are many political parties who are not in the Congress but are fighting with Bharatiya Janata Party. That the same thing what we are trying to say today. Congress Party, let it set its own house first. Then they probably think about, you know, joining or fighting on BJP. They have to set their own house in the order. All but right now, our focus is on the BJP, Vishnu.
I think
the government of India.
I think Karuna is having a real laugh over here, seeing that the Congress and the BRS aren't really seeing eye to eye at a time when the BJP seems to be so dominant. But I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. And I think there's a lot more to discuss about a new national political party. Will it truly be national? And will KCR be a viable challenger in the future to Narendra Modi?